Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, mention the word strawberries, and for some people, that's enough to get their mouth watering because for some folks, it is the most favorite fruit ever. And although we can get them year-round, the best ones are probably those that we can get right here, fresh, right now. As usual, I talk about something like this. Got to talk a little bit about history. And the ancient Romans put a lot of stock in these little red berries. They believed that strawberries helped alleviate symptoms of melancholy, inflammation, fainting, fevers, blood disease, and pretty much any other ailment you could think of. Medieval stonemasons used to carve strawberry designs on their altars and all around the tops of cathedrals and churches as a symbol of perfection and righteousness. But, of course, the Romans weren't the only ones who thought strawberries were great. Beyond the Romans, the French began taking the strawberry from the forest to their gardens for harvest in the 1300s. And Charles V, France's king from 1364 to 1380, had 1,200 strawberry plants in his royal garden. In the early 1400s, Western European monks were using the wild strawberry in their manuscripts. And the strawberries found in Italian, Flemish, German art, and English miniatures. The entire strawberry plant was used, as we said, to treat depressive illnesses. But the very first garden strawberry, not wild strawberry. The very first garden strawberry was believed to be grown in France during the late 18th century, 1700s. Well, before we quit here today, I do have at least one recipe that might be a bit unusual. But before that, here's a few more strawberry facts. Interesting tidbits, so to speak. Over 53% of 7 to 9-year-olds pick strawberries as their favorite fruit. Do you have any children, grandchildren in that age range? You could ask them what their favorite fruit is. It might depend on the season, actually. 8 strawberries will provide 140% of the recommended daily intake of vitamin C for kids. Native forms of strawberries adapt to various climates and are indigenous to every major continent except Africa, Australia, and New Zealand. The fruit size of the very early strawberries was very small. Sometimes they're still very small, but I'm thinking teeny tiny here. And most of us prize those, not those great big ones usually, but kind of medium size that have lots of sweetness to them. 70% of a strawberry's roots are located in the top 3 inches of the soil. No deep roots there. 1 cup of strawberries is only 55 calories. So just eat them fresh out of hand. Eat them as a snack, not only full of a nutritive value, but also low in calories. And like many fruits and vegetables, it's because much of it is water. There is a museum in Belgium just for strawberries. And strawberries are a member of the rose family. I told you these are various facts and figures. The flavor of a strawberry is influenced by weather, the variety, and stage of ripeness when harvested. And on the average, now this is not good news for some people, on the average there are 200 seeds in a strawberry. I wonder who counted those. 94% of United States households consume strawberries. And according to the United States Department of Agriculture, the annual per capita consumption of fresh and frozen strawberries is 4.85, about 5 pounds. Some of us might want to, if we had the opportunity, to do all of those right now. Strawberries are grown in every state in the United States and every province in Canada. Who is the top producer? Well, California produces 75% of the nation's strawberry crops. And according to the California Strawberry Advisory Board, California strawberries are available January through November with a peak quality and supply from March to May. And I must say that I think the quality that we get has improved over the years, that even those first ones during the peak have more flavor than they used to have. If all the strawberries produced in California in 1 year were laid berry to berry, they would go around the world 15 times. Well, let's not lay them down. Let's eat them. California produces an amazing 1 billion pounds of strawberries each year. And each acre of land in California in strawberry production produces an average of 21 tons of strawberries annually. Lebanon, Oregon has an annual strawberry festival and is the home to the world's largest strawberry shortcake. Strawberries do take some special handling to prevent bruising, and those of you who listened to Kate Olson this morning on the Extension Report heard her say that we don't wash them before we put them in the refrigerator, and if they make it that far, and they need to be kept in the refrigerator in the high humidity. But best thing is to eat them soon, within a couple of days, rather than storing them. And if you can't do that, get them in the freezer. And last evening I spent time, because I have a good friend who gave me a bunch of strawberries, washing them, cleaning them, freezing them individually on a cookie sheet, and then putting them in a bag so I can just dump out what I need. Easiest way to freeze them. We talked a lot about California. Florida is second in production, and the Florida season runs from December to May and peaks in March and April, just a little later than the California one. To meet the demand, winter strawberries are usually imported between November and May. Well, I mentioned nutrition a little bit earlier in terms of calories and vitamin C. Just to mention that they also contain a bit of thiamine, riboflavin, the B vitamins, not very much. A little bit of calcium, but the highest percentage of anything, of course, is the vitamin C. So if you're eating strawberries for nutritive value, vitamin C has it hands down. They also have a bit of potassium. Of course, very little sodium and basically no fat. So good choice for a snack. Good choice just to eat fresh. But if you want to do something with them, besides that, do some combination. Well, what's your favorite? Do you have a favorite dessert? That's probably number one on most people's list, is a dessert. And it might be shortcake, or it might be that strawberry, fresh strawberry pie with a glaze on top. But the list goes on and on. A couple I want to mention is greens and strawberry salad. You know, probably back when I was growing up, we would never have thought of putting greens and strawberries together. But it makes a delicious salad. And if you'd like, add, you probably need about a cup of greens per person and a fourth of a cup of strawberries. And then you might want to add a few toasted almond slices or toasted pecans over the top. And then a great dressing to go with that is a honey poppy seed dressing. And you can make that yourself. Of course, you can buy it on the shelf, but it's really easy to make your own. All you need is a third of a cup of vegetable oil, a fourth of a cup of honey, and I'll go back and give those just again here in a minute, 2 tablespoons of vinegar, 2 teaspoons of poppy seeds. So you just put all that together, shake it up, and of course store it in the refrigerator if you don't use it right away. 1/3 cup of oil, 1/4 cup of honey, 2 tablespoons of vinegar, and 2 teaspoons of poppy seeds. Makes a good, not only strawberry salad dressing, but any fruit salad dressing. Now here's my last little bit here is called balsamic black pepper strawberries. And I might have shared this some years in the past. It seems quite unusual when you just first think about it, but the balsamic vinegar and the black pepper intensify the flavor of strawberries and bring out their sweetness. And in terms of proportion, if you have a quart of strawberries, you add 3 tablespoons of sugar, 1 1/2 tablespoons of balsamic vinegar, and a bit of ground black pepper. Just put all that together, you know, sprinkle the berries with the sugar, the vinegar, toss them gently, and add a little bit of coarse grind black pepper to toss them to coat. Let them sit for a few minutes, like maybe 5 minutes. It doesn't take long for those flavors to get together. You might be surprised. Again, for a quarter strawberries, suggested 3 tablespoons of sugar, 1 1/2 tablespoons of balsamic vinegar, and however much pepper you would like. Give it a try. You might be surprised how you like it, and see if it really does, in your opinion, intensify the flavor of the strawberries. Whatever way is your favorite way, till next time, now is the time to enjoy those strawberries.